This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If you were expecting a genteel debate between two seasoned politicians, well, then you probably weren't expecting all the vitriol that we saw on stage here.
Right out of the gate, the battle lines were drawn at the vice presidential debate at Longwood University.
And you are Donald Trump, Trump's apprentice.
I'm still on my time.
Well, I think, isn't this a discussion?
Governor Mike Pence asked to defend his running mate, Donald Trump, against the allegation that he didn't pay income taxes for nearly two decades.
He went through a very difficult time, but he used the tax code just the way it's supposed to be used, and he did it brilliantly.
How do you know that? You haven't seen
a runway.
Senator Tim Kaine ready to pounce on the tax topic.
Governor Pence had to give Donald Trump his tax returns to show he was qualified to be vice president. Donald Trump must give the American public his tax returns.
But Kaine was forced to defend his running mate Hillary Clinton as well.
Hillary and I believe in comprehensive immigration reform. Donald Trump believes in deportation nation.
The attacks coming so quickly, the men often talking over each other.
I'm just saying facts about your running mate.
Yeah. Well,
and I know you can't defend
Senator,
him.
I'm happy to defend him, Senator. Don't put words in my mouth.
And in a surprising turn, the Republican Pence seemed to praise President Obama on terrorism before pledging that he and Trump would do more.
And I want to give this president credit for bringing Osama bin Laden to justice. But the truth is, Osama bin Laden led al-Qaeda. Our primary threat today is ISIS.
I thought Mike Pence did better on style and calmness. Pence actually deflected, but never really fundamentally defended Donald Trump.
And that may end up working in his favor. We knew that Tim Kaine was going to be the attack dog from the Clinton campaign heading into this debate. But just to put it into perspective, he used Trump's name 165 times. And by comparison, Pence only used Clinton's name half as much.
Well, you know, the big question, Scott, was how would independents, how would women respond to this? And I got to tell you, I mean, I think some of the pundits really missed this because the big answer that we got last night is that if anything happened to either one of these candidates, if Hillary Clinton was president, would you feel more comfortable with Kaine becoming the president of the United States? And conversely, if something, you know, God forbid, would happen to Donald Trump, how do you feel about Mike Pence as president of the United States? I think it was clear and it was very evident in terms of level of maturity and understanding of what was going on. I mean, you know, it's messy. Tim Kaine represented old style politics, you know, the get down and the dirty. Let's just throw up a lot of innuendo. I mean, it's almost like he went to the Harry Reid school of miscommunication. You know, let's just throw out a bunch of loose facts out there. And even then, I mean, loose facts, small F facts, you know, I mean, and ideals. I mean, he tried to put words into Mike Pence's mouth. And Mike very calmly said, don't put words in my mouth, right?
Yes. He was always very calm, very very professional.
I mean, you talk about temperament. This is a big deal. I mean, they always talk about, you know, the big question, you know, that they're trying to stick with on Trump is his temperament, just as much as Trump is holding to crooked Hillary. I mean, to me, it was clear. I think, and most people generally agree, that Mike Pence won, that Kaine's argumentative style, his lack of substance. I mean, it was all about attacking, you know, Trump. You know, what did he do, you know, in terms of reinforcing the non-message of the Democratic candidate? You know, what can they defend? I mean, you talk about defending the indefensible. I mean, they've got a track record, and it stinks. I mean, people are worse off than they were 8 years ago, and they say, hey, you think we think it's so good, we're just going to keep it going. Oh, really? Well, it's your choice, America. It's a choice election. This is Bill Martinez. Thank you for choosing to be with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, never stop.
Yeah, it is about our future, ladies and gentlemen. This is a choice election, and if things are going to change, it's going to be up to me and you. It's going to be bottom-up, a grassroots movement, and this is what the mainstream media and so many people are missing out on, is what's happening at the grassroots level. I can tell you, I'm here in Florida, and the other night we were at an event where Hillary Clinton was supposed to be in the same building earlier in the day, and there were more people that showed up for a pro-life dinner and celebration than there was for Hillary Clinton. There were only, I think, 8 people that barely showed up. So they canceled the event here in Florida. But, I thought it was quite ironic that in the next room, the room was packed with people that were choosing life. Curtis Ellis is with us right now, political communications consultant and writer, executive director of American Jobs Alliance. He is also an advisor to the Donald Trump campaign. Curtis, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, great, Bill. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here. I think that the clear takeaway from last night's vice presidential debate is that if anything was to happen to either one of the presidents, I think it was a clear choice. We want Mike Pence.
Yeah, really. We have a calm, methodical, measured, serious person versus an annoying Budinsky. On policy matters, Tim Kaine is an absolute disaster. He's the perfect running mate for Hillary Clinton. He can't tell the truth. He can't talk about the issues. Instead, he uses fabrications and innuendo and insults to make up for lack of serious policy.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Curtis, because I was repeatedly insulted. The misquotes, the innuendo, the things that he's had to say about Trump. Come on. I mean, it's like I want to set Tim aside and say, Tim, first of all, I got 2 issues with you. You're a devout Catholic. How is that consistent with your Catholic values, number one? Number two, you're supporting a Democratic platform that is antithetical to the Catholic faith. I don't know how you live with yourself just with those 2 conflicts alone.
Well, we know it's a matter of record, and he's talked about it himself, that when he was in Honduras doing his missionary work, he was hanging out with Marxist priests, with the liberation theology. So that tells you all you need to know about his brand of Catholicism, or what his true faith is. His true faith seems to be closer to Marxism than Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, I tell you, it's problematic. And again, it's typical, you know, mudslinging politics. And, you know, I don't think, and of course, everybody was talking about, you know, that critical, you know, female vote and the disparity, with Trump in terms of connecting with women. And I got to tell you, I think Mike Pence went a long way in sealing that up, because Kaine was so annoying that I got to believe the women, millennials, it was so sophomoric in his approach. I'm sorry, Curtis. I was disappointed, not surprised, but disappointed, because, you know, the voting public, the voting electorate was greatly insulted last night by Tim Kaine, in my humble opinion.
Well, I think so, too. I found it very insulting. Look, the Clinton campaign cannot talk about her record. They will talk about anything but her record because they can't talk about her record. It's a record of failure. Her foreign policy was a disaster, from Libya to Egypt to Syria to Russia to anything she touched turned into death and destruction. Never stood up for this country, stood against our allies, and stood with our enemies. On the home front, she put her private security, her private email server. She was more interested in protecting her personal corrupt business dealings than she was in protecting the national security interests of America. She set up this private email server solely to hide her illegal corrupt dealings with the Clinton Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is unconscionable, and at the same time, she set up the Clinton Foundation, she and her husband set up a Clinton Foundation in order to get around the rules that prohibit foreign powers from participating in the American political system. They can't make contributions to campaigns, they can't make contributions to political candidates, so the Clintons found a way around that. Set up a global foundation that foreign countries can pour money into, and at the same time have one of the principals of the foundation holding high office in the U.S. government.
Exactly.
This, on its face, is against the Constitution. There is a clause in the Constitution called the Emolument Clause that says no holder of foreign office can accept gifts or anything of value from a prince, king, or foreign power. The Clintons do that every day of the week.
Yeah, they only know pay-to-play politics. That's what they're all about. And the thing is, Curtis, that I am really, I don't know why I'm shocked. It just disappoints me so gravely. It's just like I've got my head out the window. I'm yelling and screaming, going, America, how much more of this can we take? This goes to the White House. Barack Obama was complicit in this. He was well aware. He used a pseudonym to communicate with Hillary on her private email server. And so, you know, he is, this is all over his legacy. And then on top of that, we find out that the FBI, you know, James Comey somehow has gotten money from the Clinton Foundation. And on top of that, there's more. I mean, this is like a bad infomercial. They just, oh, but today there's more. And tomorrow there'll be more and more. You know, it just keeps on, it keeps on growing here where you get some, you get two laptops from two key principals that you think, whoa, you know, there's gold in them, thar hills. And the FBI says, let's just destroy them.
Yeah, shocking. Again, this is the level of corruption that's rife throughout this administration. They have politicized every branch of government. Every government agency has been politicized. We envision, we have this picture in our mind that the FBI is this incorruptible organization. Remember, there used to be a TV show called The Untouchables.
Yes, exactly.
And the FBI
Elliot Ness.
Set up because the local police in Chicago were corrupted and paid off by Al Capone and the gangsters, so they had to have the feds. Elliot Ness and the feds were the untouchables. They could not be corrupted. Well, Obama and Clinton have found a way to touch the untouchables and to corrupt the incorruptible. I got to laugh just to keep from crying.
And well, exactly.
They've done this with everything. They've corrupted the EPA. They've corrupted
the IRS,
the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
Every branch of government, everything that Clintons touch is corrupted.
And Barack Obama is right in the middle of this whole situation, and he's worried about his legacy. This
right.
will come down as probably the most corrupt. I mean, this is going to make Richard Nixon's administration look like child's play by comparison. They've just taken it to a whole nother level. And, you know, I keep saying, Curtis, you listen to who's quiet. Just listen to who's quiet in this whole deal. And I think they're all nervous. I mean, the ramifications and the reverberations are going all around the world. You know, it started up with Brexit, and look at what's happening with the IMF. You know, Christine Lagarde is just totally freaking out in the IMF right now because they see what's on the horizon, and that is that, you know, globalism may be heading for the exit. And, you know, we can welcome that that exit very quickly. Curtis Ellis is with us. We've got more from Curtis. Stay with us, America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only know I never want to let you go. Cause you started something to see. That ever since we met you had a hold on me. It had to be true. I only want to be with you.
with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Just thinking, listening to that song, you know, about musical memories and just memories in general. Thank God for the memories that we have, because if we didn't have them, Curtis Ellis, we wouldn't have any reference to how far America has lost its way. I mean, to the point that it is basically inarguable that we're on the wrong track. When 7 out of 10 Americans say we're on the wrong track, we know something is seriously wrong here, don't we?
Yeah, we certainly do. The American people know something is seriously wrong, and this election is about staying on the track that we're on now, which everyone knows is wrong and in the wrong direction, or changing. And that's another reason why the Clinton people can't talk about their record and have to just have an avalanche of insults directed against Donald Trump, because people know that there is something seriously wrong with the way the country is going, and they want to change direction. And so the Clintons have to make it appear that Donald Trump is unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, do you really think a Clinton administration is going to get this country? I mean, sincerely, do you really think, based on, you know, it's like that old saying, you want to know what somebody will do, look what they've done. You know, look at Benghazi, look at the Russian reset, look at ISIS, look at, you know, the pay to play, all these scandals that have been around the Clintons. Do you think the scandals are going to stop? Do you think that suddenly she's going to have this incredible redemptive change of heart and be for the people?
Well, that's what they try to tell the Bernie Sanders people, the left wing of the Democratic Party, which is, look, we know that Bill Clinton sold out America with NAFTA. We know that Bill Clinton sold out the Democratic Party to Wall Street, deregulated Wall Street, allowed the big money interest to take over the party. But Hillary is better than that. She's the conscience of the Clinton family. And now when she becomes president, she'll be able to do all the things that you wished had been done by Bernie Sanders and everybody else. That's a complete lie.
Yeah.
Don't just look at what they've done, though. You can actually listen to the words they say. Bill Clinton is out there giving speeches where he says we have to move beyond a world order of interdependent nations. Look, the whole time he was president, he talked about the world is growing more interdependent. We're interdependent nations. We can't wall ourselves off. We can't be separate. We have to build bridges, not walls. But he says now he goes further. He says we have to move beyond interdependent nations to a truly integrated economy. So there will be no more nations. He's saying that. He's
yes.
saying we have to move beyond nations and have an overarching authority that's going to rule this integrated world. And then Hillary Clinton, remember this, was just I think about 10 days ago, in a speech, Donald Trump said, no one has the right to immigrate to this country. Now, this is a basic statement of fact, right? It's there in the Constitution that the Congress shall set the laws for immigration to this country. No one has a right to immigrate to America. We get to choose who comes in. It's a privilege to move and live in this country, and we, the citizens of this country, get to set those rules. No one has a right to immigrate to this country. The Clinton campaign fired off a response that says, we disagree. So let that sink in for a moment. The Clinton campaign, I mean, we know that Hillary Clinton has said she's going to do amnesty in her first 100 days, comprehensive immigration reform, but that is really understating the case. The true statement of what Hillary Clinton and her cabal believe is everyone on earth has a right to come here and live here in this country. Because the United States and the U.S. government has no right to tell them they can't. That is basically dissolving the entity known as the United States of America.
And the Constitution. I mean, our Constitution is thrown. Yeah, right, exactly. No,
yeah.
This is, you know, and this comes back to what you and I were talking about earlier. Look, at the clear choice, ladies and gentlemen, is this. If you believe in globalism, then Hillary is your person. I mean, she's your gal. And she'll be the first female president because that's what will happen. So the America that we grew up with is gone. It is no more. And it is absolutely vapored. Now, if you believe that America stands on its own based on the U.S. Constitution, the founding principles, and we the people, then Donald Trump is your man. And this is really a clear choice that is going on. Globalism and nationalism. We are at the crossroads, ladies and gentlemen. So you need to choose which path, and it's up to you to make a choice. No choice is still a choice, right?
That's right. It has never been more important to vote than it is in this election, because the mask is off. The other side is very clear. We see now the mask is off and we see the Joker. We
yeah.
see the grinning skull of globalism. That is what these people believe in. And they call it comprehensive immigration reform. They call it open borders. They call it integration of our economy. They're presenting these so-called trade deals, which aren't trade at all, but they're really globalist setups like the European Union. That's what this Trans-Pacific mm-hmm. Partnership is. That's what they're proposing. And they're very clear about it now.
But, right.
And they don't want to talk about it too much, so they make up lies and insults like we saw last night with the little attack dog of Tim Kaine. But
mm-hmm.
it's very clear choice. Christine Lagarde, International Monetary Fund, the other day, before the summit of developed countries, she said, we have to have globalization. The policymakers must enhance the geographic mobility of labor on a worldwide scale. See, she said, we have to help those people who were hurt by globalization. Donald Trump is saying these trade deals have destroyed the American working people. It's
exactly.
destroyed the American middle class. And Christine Lagarde says, yes, some people lose out through globalization, so we have to help them out with job retraining, which we know is a complete sham and a failure,
yeah. right.
with geographic mobility for labor. What does that mean? It means we all become migrant workers.
Exactly. Right.
On a global scale.
Mm-hmm.
This is frightening. This is the program, folks. That's
yeah.
what they have in store. And
yeah,
Hillary Clinton,
people, they live in the theoretical, Curtis. I mean, listen,
yeah.
one of the other things that she had to say was automation could open up new jobs. Now, that's partially true. But what about, you know, to your point, what about the jobs that everybody else was doing? I mean, that's like Tim Kaine saying, oh, look at all these thousands of new jobs. Well, David Stockman, you know, the father of Reaganomics,
right.
said to us the other day, Bill, there has not been one net new bread-winning job in America since 2000. Okay? So let that sink in against the 15,000 or whatever new jobs that Tim Kaine is trying to, 15, whatever number he came up with last
million.
Night. 15 million new jobs a day. Yeah, but that we haven't even caught up with the ones that we lost. And those jobs, are they breadwinning jobs? No. I mean, and what's happening is households where somebody was able to live, you know, all right, and we had a middle class that worked with one job, is now working three, have no health care, and they are scrambling to keep food on the table. That's all part of these 15 million new jobs that was created by these theoreticians, you know, that sit there in their ivory towers and say, oh, you're so lucky you've got us in charge. If we didn't, you guys would be to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, that's their other argument. Well, it would have been so much worse. Obama's
yes.
done such a great job because it could have been so much worse. Look, the globalism, the corporate globalism that was started by the Clintons and has been pursued ever since, is a failure.
Mm.
It is an experiment, a social engineering experiment, that has been a failure and a disaster.
Exactly. Oh, and the other thing, too, Curtis, now, you know, we're not even talking about this, and people aren't even saying anything. Barack Obama, in the dark of night last week, gives away our Internet. Trillions of dollars of asset, he gives it away for nothing. For
mm-hmm.
nothing. And we, the people, once again, you know, take it right in the back. And, you know, this president has just been a disaster. This is the Barack Obama legacy, this globalism, and here's another step toward that. We'll just give away this great asset called the Internet.
No matter where you live, vote.
Yes,
we have
exactly.
to vote in this election.
Curtis Ellis, policy advisor for Donald Trump, executive director of American Jobs Alliance. Thank you, Curtis.
Report is brought to you by Tostitos and Pepsi. This season, Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, along with Pepsi, are offering football fans across the country the opportunity to experience the game like never before, participating in the pregame coin toss from the 50-yard line, or being on the field for the Super Bowl trophy presentation. Fans can enter the Win Unreal NFL Experiences Sweepstakes by visiting Tostitos.com for the chance to win a weekly Unreal NFL experience and to get awesome NFL gear and prizes. Pat O'Toole, Senior Director of Marketing for Tostitos, knows that football fans love the game and the experiences around it. Whether they're tailgating in a parking lot or at home enjoying the game with their favorite Pepsi beverages and Tostitos snacks.
We're bringing our fans experiences they typically only dream of, from tossing the ball around with Drew Brees to helping team captains with the coin toss. These experiences give our fans the opportunity of a lifetime that only Tostitos and Pepsi can offer.
For more information, visit Tostitos.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fools game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Bill Martinez, live.
They play tambourine with a silver jingle.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
Say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, given the choice, I'll take a great day any day, huh? How about you? Welcome here. This is Bill Martinez at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. David French is with us right now, staff writer at National Review, an attorney concentrating his practice in constitutional law and the law of armed conflict. He's a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom and author or co-author of several books, including most recently the number one New York Times bestselling Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. David French, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, David, based on your book, real quick, just, with the stuff being bantered back and forth, I mean, you can drive yourself nuts every time the politicians are talking and fact-checking. I mean, in fact-checking the fact-checkers, last night Tim Kaine wanted to split the idea of al-Qaeda and ISIS. And, of course, Mike Pence and Donald Trump are saying, look, it's been the policies of Barack Obama that gave rise to ISIS. I mean, you wrote a definitive book on the rise of ISIS. What say you?
Well, I think there's two sides to this coin. One, I mean, look, ISIS used to be called al-Qaeda in Iraq. It existed well before Obama came to power in 2009. It was something that had existed even before the invasion of Iraq as a small group before 2003. So was originally Al-Qaeda in Iraq. It grew during the first phase of the Iraq War. It was largely defeated during the surge, and then it grew again during the Syrian Civil War. And just speaking as a veteran of the conflict, one of the things that just was maddening was watching Tim Kaine defend one of the worst foreign policy decisions of the last half century, and that was the decision to give up all of the gains of the surge to withdraw completely from Iraq. And here's where Mike Pence had a strong point. That gave ISIS an opening. They came back across the border from Syria into Iraq, and they were able to reverse an enormous amount of gains that had been won at real cost to Americans. Mm. And so to hear Tim Kaine defend that withdrawal from Iraq, and particularly to do so, frankly, with a lot of falsehood, and to essentially claim that American hands were tied, that they had to leave in 2011, is completely false. There were the Iraqis wanted them to stay. The Obama administration did not give a good faith effort to negotiate a status forces agreement to allow us to stay, and it was one of the most catastrophic strategic mistakes, again, as I said, of the last 50 years. And to hear him defend it and to act as if the only choice American people had was our withdrawal in 2011 or keeping 150,000 troops engaged in combat is completely false. Even a small number of troops in Iraq would have allowed us to secure the gains that we made and prevent this horrific genocidal assault that ISIS made into Iraq that helped destabilize the region so much.
Well, David, what bothers me is that, again, it speaks of the lack of leadership with this administration. Any ground-level manager in any kind of operation here in America understands that there are certain objectives that have to be met, and you can't blame it on the other person. You just got to go make it happen. And that is the difference between a successful leader or manager just in everyday workplace here in America on a level as the, you know, as the CEO, the commander in chief of America. This was a non-negotiable deal. It wasn't you didn't have a choice of whether or not you could get a status of forces agreement. You had to get one. And the fact that you abandoned the post to get it was a huge failure, and I think is going to be one of those sticking points in terms of Obama's legacy that he wants to cherish so much. Because as a manager, as the CEO to get the job done, the failure of the status forces agreement, that is on him. And that's when the dominoes started to fall greatly, and that's what you're reinforcing here in your perception, in your assessment of this.
Right. I mean, Syria was going to be a mess. There was no good answer to Syria. I think that Obama has not handled the Syrians. He's handled the Syrian situation about as poorly as you possibly could. But even if you handled the Syrian situation well, it was still going to be a mess. But what ISIS did not have to become the force that it's become today, this multinational, potent jihadist force that frankly electrified many of the radical elements of the Islamic world when it launched its blitzkrieg into Iraq. And look, as many people have said about the failure in Iraq, the Obama administration failure in Iraq, it wasn't just that it was predictable. It was predicted. Everyone who had any knowledge of the situation in Iraq knew that immediately when American forces left and when they left the place to be, when they left the place essentially to be, fall closer and closer into the Iranian orbit, that all of these things would occur. It was extraordinarily predictable. It was actually predicted. And yet, you know what? He wanted so desperately to be the president who, quote, ended wars. He forgot that wars only end when all sides agree to stop fighting.
Exactly.
They don't end when just one side says, hey, you know what? We're tired.
I quit. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, David, to your point here, and you probably know this better than I do, because I'm, from my perch, I saw a lot of excellent, talented flag officers depart from the military, and those assets went out the door under this administration, and I think it's a great loss to the American people, and I think was symptomatic of these policies that Barack Obama insisted. And I think it draws reference to what Donald Trump made, not as delicately as some would want to say, but these generals have been devastated because of the policies. Because, you know, generals are designed and they're here to do what they need to do. I mean, you know, they're round pegs looking for round holes. If you stick them in a square peg, in a square hole, you know, that doesn't fit well. And it creates a lot of grief, and that this is what this administration decided to do by abandoning their post.
Well, I think the phrase abandoning your post is a good phrase. It's a good way to state it, because, you know, I keep trying to think of parallels in military history. I mean, imagine if Lincoln, because we had won a great victory in the surge, just a tremendous victory. Imagine
that they said would never happen, David. They said that's a bad idea.
Right, you know? Exactly.
Okay, those are the theorists again that sit up there in their ivory tower with their cups of coffee and just, you know, saying, hey, what about this idea? What about, you know, forget about the empirical evidence. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's imagine if Grant, you know, right before Appomattox, when Lee surrendered, instead of Grant said, hey, you know what? We're just tired of this. Let's leave. Or after the D-Day invasion, America just suddenly withdrew. I mean, again and again, it's strategy, it's military strategy 101. When your enemy is on the run, you give him no respite.
Exactly.
And we gave the enemy an opportunity to rest, to rearm, to recruit, and to return. And
we even gave him our deadlines when we were going to depart, David.
I know.
Is this ludicrous? I mean, anybody with a military mindset, you know, their brains are bruised and blowing up right in front of us.
Yeah, you didn't say to Hitler in 1945, I mean, well, you know, we're going to give this effort against Hitler until April and May 1945, and
right,
it's not working. We don't want to be a part of a quagmire.
Yes.
You fight until you win.
Right.
And that's just the way it goes. Now, I will say this, the Obama administration has reversed course and put troops back on the ground in Iraq, but, you know, it never should have been necessary to relaunch the war in Iraq the way that it has been relaunched. It never should have been necessary.
There's certain aspects of this that echo Vietnam, David, for me. You know, the winning of taking of land and then having to surrender it back and then go back and fight over and over again, was just, part of the character of Vietnam because of the way wars are being fought, guided by civilians and micromanaged. Is it any wonder that America continues in this military malaise that it finds itself in at the detriment of our allies and ourselves as well? David French, staff writer of National Review. David, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much, sir, for chiming in. Appreciate it.
When man stops believing in God, he'll believe in anything. Torchbearer follows the Duck Commander, Phil Robertson, as he argues the absurdity of life without God.
Human civilization's best chance of survival is to anchor itself in the God of creation. God created man and woman in his image. We are image bearers of God.
Torchbearer. This film is not yet rated. In select theaters, October 7th. More information is available at torchbearermovie.com.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And you know what that means. It is time for the one and only James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing great, but I'm not too happy about the Internet giveaway from our president. What else is left for him to give away? I want to know.
Well, I mean, there's still quite a bit of the United States he could give away. I mean, and there's some that we might want him to give away.
Yeah, I don't know. You know,
there's parts of Hollywood I'd like to see him give away.
Well, you know,
he could give away the porn industry.
Yeah, what a deal, huh? You know, but he's got his priorities. I mean, what is all this about? Why give away the internet?
Well, first of all, you have to understand nobody owns the internet, but the United States was the chief inventor of the internet, of course, Al Gore.
Al Gore, right.
No, but it was U.S. scientists. And it's always been under the control of the United States in terms of the internet addresses, the IP addresses, all of the domain identifiers were under the control of the United States. So in preparation for what happened over the weekend, they created a new organization that we see, anybody that renews a domain sees this. The acronym is ICANN. It's I-C-A-N-N. That's the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. That is actually a California nonprofit entity that is located in the United States that was controlled up until this weekend by the United States. And everything is different. What the Obama administration did was transfer the power, the authority, and the stewardship to what is in effect now an unaccountable international multi-stakeholder, is what they call it, group, which, in order to maintain its antitrust status, will need to have a state entity essentially controlling it, and the entity that's waiting to take control of all of our internet addresses and all of the IP addresses and the DNS system is the United Nations.
Perfect.
United Nations controlled mostly of thug dictatorships. And so despots all over the world who've been trying to get this, they've been advocating it for years in the name of multiculturalism, in the
right.
name of getting rid of the United States supremacy, in making the internet a world resource, has said we should have the UN control it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about this entity, ICANN, is the most powerful digital institution in the world. It can profoundly affect our economy, banking, people's, all the digital expressions, and from the point of view of American entertainment, all of our streaming, and most importantly, all the expression, social media, all the freedom that we've enjoyed on the internet now is threatened for no logical reason whatsoever.
Yeah, my question is, what do we get out of it? Or did Obama get something out of it?
Nothing. It was transferred.
Well,
and, you know, some people value this is a geopolitical powerhouse. It's hard to give it, you know, a quantitative value. Let's say, well, what is it worth monetarily? It's worth trillions.
Exactly.
And he gave it away. And this is because, I can only speculate, the same thing that has motivated the Obama administration to weaken the United States, because they, at the best case, they somehow think that the United States being strong is unfair, and that other countries should be given the chance to be strong, and we should be weakened. And so, you know, for the last almost 8 years, that's what he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of people opposing this, including Donald Trump, the presidential nominee, who issued a statement, including a former presidential candidate, Ted Cruz, who led a campaign in Congress to try to get legislation passed, which failed, including four attorneys general who filed a lawsuit to try to stop this, and including an amazing public outcry by those, the enlightened part of the tech community, and all of that was ignored. And quietly over the weekend, this has already been done.
Yeah, I mean, this federal judge in Galveston, Texas, one judge, Judge George Hanks Jr., an Obama nominee, denies the plaintiff state's request for a preliminary injunction Friday evening. You know, this was the attorney general's for the states of Texas, Arizona, Oklahoma, and Nevada. We couldn't stay it. I mean, he just lets it pass through like a, you know, like an incompetent Tory. What's the deal here?
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously a hack judge, and this is the problem we have in the federal system, is that you have a lot of hack judges, particularly at the lowest level, the district court level.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy in Galveston is at the district court level, and there's not enough time. I mean, the attorney general, they were asking, are you going to appeal? And we're assessing it, because the problem is it's already done, and the genie's out of the bottle. Now, maybe they can somehow put a hold on it, freeze it. I don't know, but, you know, they may appeal it. I hope they do. I hope they do everything possible.
Is there any way to impeach this guy? I mean, for this? I mean, this is insane for him to give away this kind of asset. I mean, this is worse than Hillary and Bill working out a uranium deal with Russia.
Well, you know, when you look at the track record, when you look at the unlawful executive orders, particularly the executive orders on immigration, if you look at the Bergdahl deal, you look at the Iran nuclear deal, there are so many grounds for impeachment, and this thing that we're talking about, but for impeachment, you need an opposition party. And we don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch McConnell is not opposition, and neither is Paul Ryan. And they're basically well practiced at the art of folding.
Exactly. What are either one of them saying about this?
Well, I know I haven't heard anything publicly that they have said, but their actions speak volumes because they didn't get behind Ted Cruz's effort to have Congress stop this. And if anything, they stood in the way of it. So, I mean, what the problem is that the establishment and the intellectual elite sell what is a lie, and what they say is nothing will change. Well, actually, it's a partial truth because that's the worst kind of lie. Mm-hmm. Because if you use the web right now, you're not going to notice anything, but it's going to be gradual. It's like
the
proverbial frog being cooked and boiled slowly.
So now we're going to have to pay some sort of passive tax to the UN now, right?
Well, we already have a passive tax to this group ICON, because I call them ICON.
Yeah, right.
Probably better.
It is
ICON.
Yeah.
If you renew a domain, you'll see a small fee that goes to ICANN. Well, that fee can be raised, and if the UN takes control, which they will, they're going to have a global tax. They're going to raise those fees, and they're going to have a virtual monopoly on the registration of domains. No matter where you get your domain registered, you know, people have these different companies they use. All of them get registered over 300 billion, I believe it is.
Right.
300 million, I'm sorry. 300 million are with ICANN. Mm-hmm. And now the United States is no longer in control of the single most powerful portion of the internet, and it was given away for nothing, and almost no reporting on this.
Doesn't that belong to We the People, James?
Well, it definitely belongs to We the People, and We the People, if nobody took a poll on this, but I can safely say that if the poll was properly phrased and people understood what this was, they would say what common sense would say: don't do it. And what's the rush?
Right.
There's all these questions that weren't answered. How this entity, ICANN, will function as an independent global entity, and who's going to be the overseer of that? What if they start restricting free speech? Who's going to stop them?
Right, exactly. Well, that was my next question. You've got that. Now, I just thought maybe that Barack Obama needs a gig after he gets out of the White House, and now this is a way for him to have a gig somehow.
Well, I have actually read some experts who said that based on the kinds of speeches and the most recent speech that President Obama gave at the UN, that he's hankering to become the Secretary of General. You know, why not?
Right, exactly.
It's a pretty good gig. It pays well, and he could be king of the world.
Yeah, exactly. He'd go from, you know, king of the United States to king of the world. And, you know, I mean, his mother-in-law is saying, look, you're moving me out of the White House here. You better have a better place for me to move into.
Yeah.
I want all the traveling perks too, you know. So
yeah, well, there's a lot of traveling perks for the Secretary General, so
sure.
It could be that. I mean, one of the things he said at his most recent speech is he said that he's highly criticized for praising these multilateral organizations like the UN, and that what my country needs to understand, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, is that you have to give up freedom in order to have a more secure world. And maybe that's what he really believes.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the UN's track record, you look at the Commission on Human Rights and the kind of totalitarian regimes that sit on that commission, and you look at their pronouncements, the UN is calling for the United States.
Well, James, we got to leave it at that because we're out of time, and you've got me upset that I can't even talk straight here. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor.
Won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body.
Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.